A popular convenience store owner was beaten by thieves Tuesday evening, February 11th, in Duncan. James Kim was working at his shop, Hank's Handymart, on Canada Avenue about 5:30 p.m. when one male and one female came in and stole from the store. Heather Clayton was working at Cloverdale Paint next door and was leaving her shop when she saw the aftermath of the theft unfold. "I just saw two people running from the store. I didn't realize that anybody got robbed or they were robbing," she said. "Then I saw another person running behind them." The trio crossed Canada Avenue and were in the snow on the other side of the street by the time Clayton pulled out her phone camera to look through the zoom lens at what was happening. They were in the snow and the third person that was running tackled one of the people and there was a big scuffle and all of a sudden the third person got kicked in the face so hard where it made him just fly. Clayton rushed across the street at that point. "I went over there and the other two ran away," she said. "I didn't know it was James yet. When I got to him I realized it was him and he was covered in blood. It was terrible." According to his son, they stole about $30 worth of groceries and James was just trying to stop them. She said she took him back to his store and called 911. "While I was on the phone he kept trying to hand me a phone, and I kept telling him I didn't need it," she said. Later she learned James had managed to snag one of his assailants' phones. That device and the surveillance video ended up helping police find and arrest the pair. Through the investigation, two suspects were identified and arrested at 7:30 a.m. on February 12. They were released on bail 12 hours later. Darnell Sterling Grant and Serenity Hoft were both charged with one count of robbery and assault causing bodily harm, while Grant was also charged with a breach of undertaking. Both are to appear in Duncan Court again on March 4. This swift identification and arrest of the suspects was a result of excellent police work by frontline officers and the Community Safety Unit, said S. Sergeant Steve Perret of the North Cowichan, Duncan RCMP. "He's a tough man," Clayton said of the convenience store owner, who is roughly 65 years old. "Even so, he's left to deal with some injuries." Kim was taken to Cowichan District Hospital and then transferred via ambulance to Nanaimo Regional District Hospital with a broken nose, broken teeth, a severe concussion, wounded hands, and bruised ribs. "He got out of the hospital at 3:30 this morning," Clayton said Wednesday. "It's unfortunate," she added. In the 8 months Clayton has worked at the paint store, she said this is the third or fourth time that people have stolen from Hank's. "And we've even had it here, too," she said. "We've had somebody come in our back door and steal a coworker's purse and all her credit cards and even some things from me, too." The affected employee received an alert shortly thereafter that their card had just been used at a nearby business, and while not recommended, staff at the paint shop walked over to the shop and retrieved the purse from the thief directly. Young Kim, James's son, said his dad is resting at home. "He's recovering," Yoon Kim said. "Slowly, but recovering." Yoon Kim said theft occurs every year at the store but it's becoming more frequent. He added that the shop will look at even more safety, security measures but the greater community needs to step up and deal with the social issues as well. "If you witness a crime in progress, call 911. Intervening is not recommended as it could put you at risk," said Perret.